You have to stir it up. You have to stir it up. Good morning to you, young people, wherever you are listening to me. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3.
To use the gift God gave to you, come on and stir.
If you can hear my voice, then it means that you know what time it is.
The gift of God, you must.
It is time for the children. It is time for young people to gather around their radio.
Come on and stir.
To listen to the number one Christian radio.
The gift of
and the number one children's program radio. It is Generation 419. Right on Sweet Melodies 94.3.
Why so few are chosen? Have you asked yourself why so few are shining?
Galatians 4:19 says that my little children in whom I travel in birth again unto Christ be formed in you.
We are called, but few are chosen. You've got to stir.
We want to stir up the gift of God in the lives of our young people.
Call, believe the gift, use the gift.
We believe in the gift that God has given them, and so we want to stir it up. It will interest you to know that it is not only adults who have gifts. Young people also have gifts.
Come on, preacher. Whoa. Come on and stir it up. Come on. The gift of God.
This is called Stir It Up from the camp of First Love Music.
Stir it up. You've got to stir it up. Stir it up.
Now, young people listening to me, I want you to get ready, get your Bible, your pen, and your notebook.
Stir it up.
Hey, I have introduced myself.
The gift of God, you must stir it up. You've got to stir it up. You need to stir it up. Come on, come on, say it. Stir it up. Tell me what kind of vessel are you? Oh, you want to carry the anointing, then you must change your vessel and become. Church, you can preach, you can teach, and gather crowds. That's why I love.
And today, by the grace of God, I have the Church of Pentecost here with me in the studio.
As I listen,
the young people from the Church of Pentecost.
The anointing.
On this program, what we do is that we bring young people from a lot of churches, different churches all across Ghana.
And
look, if you want your church to participate, you don't have to do anything. You just have to walk to the studios of Sweet Melodies and tell them that you want your children to be part of Generation 419.
God, I'm working.
That's all you need.
And my whole life and minute.
So this is the children from the Church of Pentecost, Kaneshi area, Ajumbu District, and Mount Moriah Assembly. It's always a privilege to host the young people from the Church of Pentecost. So I believe that you are going to enjoy our discussion this morning. We'll still be talking about the parables of Jesus. The anointing. And I think for some weeks now, that's what we've been doing. If you follow our program, it's the parable of Jesus we've been talking about. And I want to believe that you are learning something important. Teach and gather crowds. That's why I love the anointing. Yeah. And there are some adults who are also learning secretly from what we've been discussing every Saturday. In the wind. No one can see. My name is Reverend Dr. EK. And this is Generation 419, right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. Very soon I'll be asking my guests to introduce themselves. When you receive, and then we shall read the parable and then we start discussing it. You begin to preach and teach and heal the sick. You can send your messages to us on 0279-100-600. If you have something to contribute to the program, you have a question to ask somebody celebrating their birthday, anything you like us to say or you want to send us to read for you, you can. On text or on WhatsApp, normal text or WhatsApp, 0279-100-600. Still, this is your favorite children's program on radio. It is called Generation 419. My brother, you cannot do very much. For it is by the anointing. You can build a mega church. You can preach. You can teach. You can heal. That's why you should love the anointing. Do you know who catches the anointing? It's a son. Listeners, welcome back. Like I said, we're going to talk about the parables of Jesus. And today, by the grace of God, I have the young people from the Church of Pentecost in Kaneshi area, Ajumbu district, Mount Moriah Assembly. Pentecost, they have a lot of, it's not just the Church of Pentecost, but there are a lot of other subtopics under the name. So, ladies, you are welcome. Today, I have only ladies in the studio. Ladies, you are welcome to Generation 419. Ladies, I'm welcoming you. I say you are welcome. Oh, forgive me. Forgive me. Let me work on your microphones. Okay. You are welcome to Generation 419.
Thank you.
Hey, you people. Oh, your mind is not here. Okay, let me take your names and then your ages. Let me start with you. Your name and your age.
My name is Nakwati Okokwoti.
Kwatioko Koti. So I can call you Na. Every gang girl is a Na, or not every gang girl is a Na. We have other gang names. What are some of the names we have? Apart from Na, what other gang names, female names do you know?
Lodina.
Lodina is not a gang name. Na.
Latioko.
Latioko. That's your name. Okay, what else? You don't know Ajili, Ayeli, and all those names. They are all gun names.
Akwili.
So. Akwili.
Akoko.
How old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
You are 7 years. All right. So, and you are?
My name is Chanel Donko.
Chanel. Is it Chanel? Am I pronouncing it well?
Please, yes.
Okay, Chanel. Chanel, how old are you?
Please, I am 8 years old.
You are 8 years old. Chanel, what do you want to be in future when you grow up?
When I grow up, I want to be a lawyer.
A lawyer? Wow. Now, what do you want to become?
I want to become a doctor.
A doctor. So, listeners, I have a doctor and then a lawyer in the studio this morning, and they are going to help us to talk about the parable of the lost coin. This morning, we'll be talking about the parable of the lost coin. So, what we want you to do is that stay connected. Try and participate, try and write something down, follow us, whatever we are going to discuss. And I believe it's going to be a blessing to you. So the parable of the lost coin, where can we find that scripture? Now, are you reading for us? Is it Luke?
Yes.
Yes, it's in Luke. Okay, Luke chapter
15, verse 8 to 10.
Luke 15, 8 to 10. So if you're at home, please get your Bible. I told you to get your Bible. So Luke 15, 8 to 10. Okay, now read for us. What version is that? Good News or King James?
NIV,
okay.
Or suppose a woman had 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
Wow. So this is the parable of the lost coin. Luke chapter 15, verses 8 to 10. So if you are following us, today we are discussing the parable of the lost coin. Luke 15, 8 to 10. Don't forget the parable of the lost coin. Luke chapter 15, verses 8 to 10. That is where you can find this parable. Chanel, this is a parable that Jesus spoke. All right. How do you understand it? So this is what we read from NIV. Okay. How do you understand it in your own ways?
I learned that.
No, not what you learned. Like, how do you understand the parable? We will now come to what you have learned. Okay. But how will you explain this parable to anyone in your own ways?
How my sister said.
Yes, from what she read.
The parable of the lost coin is found in Luke chapter 15, verse 8 to 10. In the story, there was a woman.
Okay.
She lost one coin out of 10 silver coins.
Okay, so she had 10 silver coins, and then she lost one. Okay.
She diligently lights a lamp, sweep the house, and searches carefully. She finds the coin. She invites friends and neighbors to rejoice with her. Angels rejoice over one lost sinner. God has an initiative, which is a pursuit of sinners.
So what we are saying basically is that this is a woman who had 10 silver coins. One got lost. She went looking for a lamp or a light, candle, whatever it is, to search for the one coin that was lost. And Bible said that when she found it, she invited her neighbors, you see, for party to rejoice with her because she lost one coin and then she found it. Now, how do you also understand what you just read?
The parable of the lost coin can be found in Luke chapter 15, verse 8 to 10.
Okay.
In the story... A woman had 10 silver coins, and she lost one.
Okay.
She diligently lights a lamp, sweeps the house, and searches carefully until she finds it.
Okay.
When she finds it, she is overjoyed.
She's overjoyed.
She calls her friends and neighbors to rejoice with her.
Have you lost something before? Now, have you lost something before?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
What was that?
My money.
Money? Your money? How much was that?
15 shillings.
50? Where?
We went for fanfare at school.
Oh, okay. 15 cedis. It got lost. Yes. What happened? Where did you put the money?
My bag.
Your bag, and it got lost. Did you find it?
No.
Up to now, you didn't find it?
No.
Oh, okay. Chanel, do you have anything that got lost?
Please, yes.
What was that?
Please, me to my money.
Hey, you poor, you are rich. You guys are rich. How much?
10 cedis.
10 cedis. Did you find it?
Please, yes.
Uh-huh. So you are the one I'm looking for. When you found the 10 cedis, what was your reaction?
I was happy.
Why were you happy?
Because I have found it.
Because you have found your money. Okay, now, how did you feel up to now? How long has that been since this money got lost? How long now?
Last year.
Last year? Just 2024? Oh. So, do you still feel something anytime you think about these 15 Ghana cedis?
Yes.
How do you feel?
I feel sad.
You feel sad, of course. You feel sad because you have lost something that you haven't found. So, we can now understand why the woman was happy. Okay, just like Chanel said, anytime something gets lost and you find it, you have to express a certain happiness that, oh, I've lost this and I have found it. So automatically you'll be happy because you have found something. That's how the woman also behaved when she found one lost coin. But let me ask this. If she had 10 coins and she lost one, how many will be left?
Nine.
Why was she still not happy with the nine?
Because a silver coin represented a day's wage.
The silver coin represents
a day's wage.
So now we have to take the characters in the story one by one to discuss it. All right, let's go deeper. One coin is equal to a day's wage. What is a day's wage?
When you come and work for someone.
When you work for someone, okay.
They give you one silver coin.
For the day?
Yes.
So, 10 silver coins means 10 days work. Is that not it? That's what it means. Yeah, if one is equal to one day, then 10 will be equal to 10 days.
Yes.
10 will be equal to 10 days.
Okay.
So it means that she was sad because a day's work has been useless. Is that not it? Because if one is lost, it's not like you went to work for somebody, let's say from 8 a.m. up to like 5 p.m., the whole day has been useless because what you were paid for got lost. Now, let's take the characters in the story one by one and let's try and find meaning to them and see how it applies to our life. You said the coin, the silver coin, represents
a day's wage.
A day's wage.
Yes.
Beautiful. What of the woman? What was the woman in the story?
She had 10 silver coins.
Okay. The woman is the one who had the silver coin.
Yes.
Beautiful. So continue. What else?
The 10 coins might symbolize a woman's savings, possibly part of her dowry or household funds, making the loss significant.
That may be her diary. What is a diary? Do you know what a diary is?
No.
Oh, you are a girl. You'll be getting married very soon. Your teachers didn't tell you what a diary is. So have you been to an engagement before?
Yes.
You've been to an engagement before?
Yes.
Okay. There's a part where the groom gives some money to the bride. Okay. And that's what we call the diary.
Is it the ones that will be throwing money?
No. That one, boys came to do show. That one, boys wants to misbehave. So they just came to throw money around to make themselves happy. But this particular thing, the diary you mentioned, is a significant amount of money that your husband will give to you. Do you understand? I mean, to show how much he values you. Okay. So that money, that diary is very important. Very, very important. Okay. Yes. And so I'm sure it's the reason she went looking for it. I mean, if it is something else, she wouldn't find so much pleasure in it to be looking for. But I think that because it is important, is the reason she went looking for it. Okay. Okay. Now, let's ask ourselves, what lessons can we learn from this parable? Well, Chanel, Mention one lesson we can learn from this parable.
I've learned that when I lost something, I have to look for it.
Wow. Can you explain further? If you lose something, you have to look for it. It's true. But why do you look for it?
Because that thing is important.
Is it everything that you lose that is important? Mm-hmm. So, give us examples of things that when you lose, you look for it.
A Bible.
A Bibles.
A notebook.
Mm-hmm.
A textbook.
Mm.
And a exercise book.
Because also, anything you lose and you don't look for it, it means that something else will get lost. And before you realize, a lot of things are getting lost and you are not looking for them. Okay, so I think it's very important, like Chanel said, it's important. Anything that you lose or anything that is lost, it is important that you go looking for it. So one of the lessons we have to learn, young people listening to us at home, is that anything that you lose, okay, don't go to school and leave your school bag at school. Okay, and come home. Don't go to school, leave your textbook at home, at school. Some of you go to school, you even leave your shoes. Your shoes, your school bag. What are some of the things you leave at school? Do you send plates to school?
Plates, no.
What do you send to school? Textbooks. And pen. And what
pencils.
Else? Pencils. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anything that...
Notebooks.
Your notebooks. So Chanel is telling us that one way, okay, or one of the lessons that we can learn from this parable is that just like the woman, anything that you lose, you have to look for it. Chanel, I'll come back to you for another lesson. Now,
we should not give up hope when we face challenges in our lives.
Mm.
We should keep searching for what we have lost.
Mm.
Whether it is a lost opportunity,
mm-hmm.
a lost friendship,
mm-hmm.
or a lost sense of purpose.
Let's take them one by one. Say what you said. The first sentence you said, say it again.
We should not give up hope when we face challenges.
We should not give up hope when we face challenges. Now, in this story, where are the challenges?
When she lost the queen.
The queen. So it's a challenge to her. So you mentioned three things that we shouldn't lose hope when we are finding. Number one is what? Lost friendship.
Lost opportunities.
Lost opportunities.
Or a lost sense of purpose.
Let's take them one by one. How do you lose friendship? At what point do you lose friendship? Or what will happen for you to lose a friend?
When we have a friend at church,
okay,
and she doesn't come, we don't have to give up. We have to look for her.
So you have a friend that you go to church with, and for some time she doesn't come to church.
Yes.
But I think we are sometimes quick to judge, oh, this guy is a bad girl. That's why she doesn't come to church. But honestly, we have not even taken the step to find out why she doesn't come. Okay. So if you have a friend at church or even at school, Do you have friends who don't come to school sometimes?
Yes.
They don't come to. So let's say 5 days. These 5 days you go to school. Let's say she didn't come on Monday, Tuesday. She came on Wednesday, Thursday, but she didn't come on Friday. Okay. So we shouldn't lose hope. We should try and find out why they don't come. What other thing you mentioned? Lost what?
Lost sense of purpose.
What is lost sense of purpose?
Like,
because today I'm mentioning the big words, Dr. Na. What is lost sense of purpose?
Lost sense of purpose is like when you lost what you are doing.
Okay. Okay. Continue. You want to say something? Or I should add up to what you have said.
Yes.
So a lost sense of purpose. So what you are doing or what you have set out to do. Okay, you know, you guys have career day. So career day, it was a career day you chose to become a doctor.
Yes.
Chanel, was it during career day that you chose to be a lawyer?
Yes.
Okay. Chanel Esquire. So when they write your name, we'll add Esquire. You want to be a lawyer?
Yes.
Okay. So a lost sense of purpose. Okay. Sometimes people start in life and then they tell themselves that, oh, I want to be a doctor, or I want to be a lawyer, or I want to be an accountant, or something else. And then as you keep going, you will see that life is not as you have planned it. Okay. Life happens. Sometimes it's what you plan is not what comes or what plays out. All right. So at a point, you want to give up. So the purpose you have started life with. Example, the two of you. You want to be a doctor. You want to be a lawyer. Don't give up. Do you understand? Don't give up. After writing your exams, sometimes you fail. Sometimes you pass. That's life. Okay? Sometimes you do well. Sometimes you don't do well. That's how it is. But then don't say that because you don't do well, you have decided that this doctor thing, I won't do it again. Me, I want to go and sell plantain chips. Okay? So don't take that road. Don't lose the reason, the purpose that you have. Okay? Don't let it slip by you. Just be on that road. Okay? And to all young people listening to us, this is what we want to tell you. Whatever you have set out to be, okay, just like the woman, she decided that she was going to look for the lost coin. That was the decision she took. Do you understand? And by taking that decision, she did something. Who remembers what she did? When she decided to look for the lost coin, what did she do?
She diligently lights a lamp.
Diligently light a lamp. All right? So it is the lamp that helped her to look for the lost coin. Do you understand? So
yes.
You have to take steps. So you can't say that you want to be a doctor, but you don't want to go to school. Do you get it? You want to be there. And then one day you wake up and say you are a doctor. It doesn't happen that way. You have to take some steps, including lighting up a candle or looking for a lamp to look for what you are looking for. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. So this is lost opportunity, lost friendship, lost sense of purpose. And the last one is what?
Lost sense of purpose is the last one.
But the second one is what?
A lost friendship.
And the first one?
A lost opportunity.
Lost opportunity. What is lost opportunity? Chanel, can you explain lost opportunity? What is lost opportunity? An opportunity is a chance to do something. Doctor?
When we lost a chance,
mm-hmm.
we don't have to give up.
Chance like what? What are some of the chances we can lose as children? And at where? Both at church or at home and at school.
When we have a quiz and mm-hmm. they give us chances mm-hmm. and we lose the chance, we don't have to give up.
You don't have to give up. Or you are given the role to play at church. Doctor, what role do you play at church? What do you do at church?
We pray to God.
No, what role do you play at church? When you go to church, what do you do? Are you just a church member? Or you sing in the choir? Or you are part of the tambourine stars? What do you do? Shina, what do you do at church? Are you part of the prayer warriors, or you are part of the ashes? What do you do? What do you do? That's the question I'm asking.
Please, can you break it down?
The breaking is what I'm breaking. If you go to church, do you understand? You know, in your church, somebody plays the instrument. Okay, somebody plays the drum, somebody plays the piano, somebody leads opening prayer, somebody is an usher, somebody is part of the welcoming people. Okay, some people are part of the choir. What are you part of? What do you do when you go to church? That's the question. That's the breaking down now.
Sometimes at children's service, they call me to lead.
To lead what?
Action songs or praise.
Oh, doctor. And then, doctor, you have been doing well at church. So you have been leading some action songs. That is an opportunity your madam gives you. Chanel, what do you do?
Please, I pray.
Hey, you are the main prayer warrior. Chanel, why are you laughing? Are you not in the same church?
Yes.
You are in the same class. Like the same, if you go to church, you are in the same auditorium with her. She's your church mate or you are in a different, do you have divisions in your church?
Yes.
Okay, what are the divisions? Which of the division are you in?
Faithful Timothy.
Faithful Timothy. And Shina, you are where?
Faithful Timothy.
Yeah, the same. So you're in the same room. Or yes, so Shina, what do you do? You pray. What type of prayer? What do you lead the prayer, or when the poor are praying, you are at the back and then you are clapping for them? Which one? Lawyer Shindel, what are you saying? I can't hear you. You pray. What else do you do? You just pray. Oh, Shina, I'm talking to you. Respond to me. You only pray.
Sometimes I say memory verse.
You say memory verse. So that is also an opportunity. To pray is an opportunity your teachers give you. To say memory verse is also an opportunity that your teachers give you. Okay. Now, don't waste that opportunity. All right. One of the people who wasted an opportunity was the prodigal son. You remember the parable of the prodigal son, the story of the prodigal son. The prodigal son, the guy who told his father that he should divide the property and give him his portion, and he traveled to a very far country.
Yes.
So that guy, he wasted an opportunity to be his father's son, because as he has taken his things and he has left, he was no more a son. Do you see? So let's not waste the opportunity that we are given as young people. And I believe that when we make good use of such opportunities, we are going to find what God has really put in place for us. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Will you build my church? Will you build my house? Will you be like Nehemiah and build the house of God? Yes, I will build your church. To put in a bag of holes, searching for much but getting so very little. Oh yeah, you have sown much but reap so little, because of my house that lieth waste. You dwell in your own house, but my house is not built. This is the time to build my house. Oh, child, I will build my house upon this rock. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Will you build my house? Will you build my church? Will you be like Nehemiah and build the house of God?
Indeed, we become like Nehemiah to build the house of God.
I will build.
You are listening to Sweet Melodies 94.3.
Nehemiah.
And this is your favorite children's program on radio. With me, Reverend Dr. Ike. This is Generation 419. This is where young people gather to learn the word of God and also to have fun. I'm in the studio with the young people from the Church of Pentecost in the Kandeshi area, Ajibu district, and they are from the Mount Moriah Assembly.
Like Ezra,
we've been talking about the parable of the lost coin.
And
I want to believe that you are learning something. Some of you adults, you are listening closely to us. This is children's program, but you are still in the show to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You are loud.
Oh, yeah. I will build my house
0279100600. I'm in the studio with Dr. Na and our lawyer, Chanel.
My church, will you build my house?
These are 7 years and 8 years. We're explaining the parables of Jesus.
Will you build a house of God?
I think they deserve to be encouraged.
I will build.
Thank you so much, Church of Pentecost.
I'll be like Nehemiah. I'll build a house of God. Yes.
If you want your children to also be on this program, all you have to do is to come here and then just say that you want your children to be on this program, and that's all. So we read the passage. We also read the we read the passage. We try finding out the meaning of the parables, and we started looking at the lessons that we learn. Is that not it?
Yes.
Beautiful. So with the lessons, we said, what's the first one? What's the first lesson, Chanel? Chanel, what's the first lesson you mentioned? What's the first lesson you mentioned when we're talking about the lesson from this parable? Okay, let me go to now. Now, what lesson did you mention?
We should not give up hope when we face challenges in our lives.
We shouldn't give up hope when we face the challenges. Okay, then the next one.
We should keep searching for what we have lost.
We should keep searching for what we have lost. And I was saying that anything that gets lost, we have to look for it. Okay, because people get things get lost and people don't look for them. Okay, let's take our next lesson. Okay, let's take the next lesson. And then now we'll look for warnings in this particular parable that we have to avoid. Now, talk to me. Any other lesson?
The joy of finding.
The joy of finding. What does it mean?
When the woman finds her lost coin, she is overjoyed.
Okay.
This teaches us that there is great joy to be found. In searching for what we have lost and in finding it again.
Wow. Wow. There is a great joy in finding something you have lost. Wow. That's beautiful.
Example, yes. When I lost...
Your 15 CDs.
When I lost my pen and I look for it.
But that 15 CDs you lost, I'm very interested in the 15 CDs, so... We have to go and look for the 15 CDs. Or you don't think so?
I think so.
Because 15 CDs is a lot of money. You can do a lot of things. Was that your lunch? Was the money for your lunch?
No.
Fanfare, like ice cream.
Yeah.
Hey, then you poor rich, oh. Ice cream alone is 15 CDs. Hey, now you are chilling. Dr. Na, you are chilling. Okay, so we'll look for that 15 CDs. I'm telling you, we'll look for it. So the joy of finding. Yes, there's always a joy. Chanel, you found your 10 Ghana.
Please, yes.
And you say you were happy. Or you were not happy?
Please, I was happy.
Did you call your friends to celebrate with you?
Please, yes.
Which friend did you call? Mention their names. They are listening to us. Was it at school or at church?
At school.
At school. So they came and they were jumping. How were they celebrating with you?
The time I said, I've seen my money, they were happy, and they said I was worrying them.
Hey! So they were jumping, they were giving you fans. Hey, we found the money, we found the money. That's how it is. There's always a joy in finding something that we have lost. Okay? And at the end of the parable, you see, Jesus also said that when one sinner... Now, can you read that part for us? The verse 10. Read verse 10.
Even so.
Yes. Even so.
Even so, I say to you, there will be joy among the angels of God.
There will be joy in heaven among the angels. Okay.
Over one sinner who repents.
Who repents. So any sinner, it means that every sinner is a lost person. Is that not it? Yes, every sinner is a lost person. And so when you repent, it means that you've been found. And what it means is that the angels in heaven they are happy that we have found somebody. All right. One of us is lost, and then we have found the person. Wow. Wow. Let's talk about the, how do you call it? The, if there are warnings there to avoid. Do we have warnings to avoid?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The parable of the lost coin warns us against the dangers of complacency.
Now today you are bringing me the big words, big words. Complacency. What is complacency?
Or self-satisfaction.
Complacency is self-satisfaction. Self-satisfaction means that you are satisfied.
Yes.
Have you been satisfied before?
Yes.
What did you eat and you were satisfied? What did you eat? Sometimes, if mommy, yes, food. What type of food? What's your favorite food?
Kelewele and chicken.
Gang girl, dear, Kelewele and chicken for home. yes, guns, we like Kelewele. Yeah, it's true. Kelewele. We even brought the word Kelewele. Kelewele and chicken, that's your favorite food?
Yes.
Hey, Charlie, Ochilo, hey. Oh, you're dying. Nice one. Chanel, what's your favorite food?
Rice balls.
Rice balls. And what?
Chicken soup.
Hey! Chicken soup. Charlie, you guys, you are chilling, though. Okay, so rice balls and chicken soup. If how many rice balls do you want? Three. Three is okay. Hey, what is her? She says she likes three. If you eat three, you'll be satisfied.
Please, yes.
If you eat three.
Please, yes.
Okay. Now, Kelly Willie, how much do you need to be satisfied? Because we are talking about satisfaction, yes.
My father buys two.
Charlie, the Kelly Willie, the one they buy, they be counting it. It's small. Or the woman, you know the woman. Does your father know the woman who has been frying it?
Yes.
So when he goes for him, they don't count it. Because the woman in my area, she has been counting it. If I go in and buy 7 cedis, she counts the 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, and put it in the rubber for me.
How many is 7 CD?
Sometimes she gives me like 25 for 7 CDs because Amada is expensive now. You know, we use the Amada for
plantain chips.
Yes, but we use Amada for Kelewele.
Yes.
Yes. So now they say the Amada is expensive. So now if you go, they count 1, 1, 1, 25. But they are small. And that's 7 cedis. So now I decided I will not buy 7 cedis again. Maybe like 10 cedis. Because me too, I like Kelewele. So complacency is self-satisfaction. You are satisfied with yourself. And you are saying that one of the dangers we must avoid is what? Self-satisfaction. At what point do we get satisfied? Or at what point do we feel we are satisfied as children?
When we eat.
When we eat, yes. Yes, that when we eat. But like, how do I even put the question to you? What do we do? What do we do that makes us feel satisfied so that we don't reach out for other things? Do you get my question?
No.
No, so I'm saying that, what are some of the things we do? You see the woman in the parable. She wasn't satisfied. Even though she had nine. She had nine coins, silver coins left. She was still not satisfied with the nine. She has to go looking for the one. So she'll be satisfied with 10. Is that not it? But there are things we do as young people that we feel that, right now I'm okay. Maybe at school or at church. If you know, like, let's say 5 memory verses. Then you say you are satisfied. You are okay. You know a lot of verses. You don't want to learn new verses again. Shina, how many verses do you know? How many memory verses do you know? A lot. Give us some of the memory verses you know.
Second Samuel chapter 22 verse 2.
Second Samuel 22 verse 2. What does it say?
The Lord is my rock, the place of safety, my savior. Second Samuel chapter.
Now, you to give us another memory verse.
Psalm 23.
Psalm 23.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Okay.
I shall not want. Mm. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Mm. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Mm-hmm. He restoreth my soul. Mm. He leadeth me beside the...
Continue.
Psalm 23.
You want to start? Okay.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me beside...
He leads me in the path of righteousness.
He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall join the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. So there are people that when they know, let's say, three memory verses, they feel that they are okay. When feeling you are okay is equal to complacency. Do you understand? Or it's equal to self-satisfaction. Okay. Or now let's go to school. When you do math, okay, and then somebody, there are people when they get 9 over 10, they are not happy. They want to get 10 over 10. Okay. There are others too, when they get 4 over 10, they are happy. Especially when the class prefect, if the class prefect gets, let's say, 5 over 10, and you are not a class prefect, but you are 6 over 10, you feel satisfied that, oh, even the class prefect, crap, oh no. My mark is higher than the class prefect's mark. Do you see? So you feel justified, you feel complacent. This is that's the meaning of the word complacent. Like you feel okay, all right? So there are many things we do. Or you decide that you want to become a doctor in future. Chanel, you want to be a lawyer in future. Okay. Now, as you set out in life, something happened, God forbid, but you've not been able to become a lawyer. You have become something else. Then you comfort yourself that at least if I don't become a lawyer, I've become this other thing. Okay. Then you settle for that. But there are people who will not settle for that. They would like to go and achieve what they decided that they want to achieve. Okay. That is what we call the self-complacency. So we are warning our friends against self-complacency. Otherwise, if you settle for what you have, let's say the woman was okay with the 9 that she had. Okay, at least I had 10. One got lost, remaining 9. 9 is okay. Or if you write a something, you get 9 over 10. You have passed. Yes, 9 is okay. Then another time, out of the 9, one girl lost. How many will be left? 8. Do you see? 8 is left. You don't go and look for it. Another time, out of the 8, one is lost. How many will be left?
7.
7 will be left. Then we go.
6.
6.
Uh-huh. 5.
5.
4. 4.
3. 2. 1. Action. 0. Do you see? So before you realize, everything is lost. Sunday. There are 4 Sundays in the month. One Sunday, you don't go to church. Nothing happens. Oh. And yes, she. If you know, I'll go 3. 3 over 4. It's okay. Then another month, you miss 2 Sundays. Oh, it's not anything. Another time, another month, you miss 3 Sundays. You only went to church once in the month. Then you get to another month where you don't go to church at all. Nothing happens to you. You are okay. Did you remember the COVID time? No, the COVID time, you guys were young. COVID-19, how old were you then? You are 18 now, COVID-19 in 2019.
I was 2.
2 years. You can't remember anything. I don't give that example. 2 years.
My mom removed me from that school because of COVID-19.
2 years. Uh-huh. You remember COVID-19, we're not going to church. No church, no school, we're home.
I went to school, but when it came, my mother removed me from school to a different school.
All of us, we were not going to school. When your mother brought you to the new school. That new school is the house. You were not going to school. You were in the house. Nobody went anywhere. We're all home. Okay. So around that time, everybody was home. No work, no church, no school, nothing. You were just home. Okay. So when we resumed church, people felt comfortable that, even COVID time, we were not going to church. We're okay. We didn't die. Satan has not done anything to us. Jesus, they say he'll come. He hasn't come. We are here. We are happy. There's no problem. Do you understand?
Yes.
So now, people, even from the time we resume church work, people still don't go to church because they've been complacent and they've been okay. All right. We have a few minutes to end our show this morning. And quickly, let's look at how this parable applies to our lives, okay, as young people. Chanel, can you help us with that one? This parable, the parable of the lost coin, how does it apply to us as young people?
Young people often face challenges.
Speak into the microphone. If you are speaking, you speak into the mic so that our friends can hear us.
Young people often face challenges.
Yeah.
That can make them feel lost or discouraged.
We face challenges that can make us feel lost. Or do you get discouraged as young people? Do you get discouraged? Like sometimes you are there, you are discouraged, you are depressed, you are not happy. You feel so. But do your parents know that you feel depressed?
Yes.
They know. Chanel, do you think your parents think you have problems? Me, I don't think they think so.
Me, when I'm sad, my mother makes me happy.
Happy. You tell her that you are not happy.
No, like she'll see from my face and she makes me
clap for your mother, clap for your mother, clap for your mother, clap for your mother. Hey, she's able to tell that, my daughter is not happy. Your mother is good. Chanel, is your mother able to tell if you are happy or not? I'm asking, if I ask you a question, don't respond with your head. Do you understand? Speak. Is your mother able to tell whether you are happy or not?
Please, yes.
Charlie, let's clap for Chanel's mother. Your mother has done. But the other young people, that their parents are not able to tell whether they are happy or not. Do you understand? Yes, there are people like that. Their parents are not able to. And sometimes, most parents don't think you have problems because I pay your fees. I give you food. I buy clothes for you. I buy your shoes. I give you money for ice cream. What problem? What's your problem? Do you see? So they don't think that you have problems. I think so. Most of them. So what did you say? You said children should not be what? We should not be. Chanel, you said that. Okay, what did you say?
Young people often face challenges.
We always face challenges, okay.
That can make them feel lost or discouraged.
That can make us feel lost or discouraged. All right.
Mm-hmm. They may lose friends, make mistakes, or feel like they are not living up to their potential.
Yeah. It's true. Now you want to add something? Okay, yeah. Speak.
The parable of the lost coin teaches us that it is important to keep searching for what we have lost.
We keep searching. We have to keep searching, okay?
And to never
give up. Never give up. Never quit. Keep searching. Keep going for it. Those of you who want to become accountant, keep searching. Keep going to school. Those of you who want to become pastors, keep at it. Don't stop. If you go to church, keep at church. They told you Jesus will come. Jesus hasn't come. Keep going to church. All right? You are learning scriptures. Keep learning the scriptures. Okay? Anything you are doing for God, keep doing it. Anything you are doing at school, you're learning, whatever, take them seriously. At home, you are helping your parents. Don't quit. Take them seriously. Keep doing it. Don't give up. All right? So the moral lesson we are adding to our lives is that we don't want to give up. We can't give up now. We are going all out, and that is what we are doing. Is that not it?
Yes.
All right. Is there any other thing you want to say?
Yes.
All right.
All career days, I want to be a doctor.
You want to be a doctor career days?
Yes. My mother said I should change, but...
why is she saying she should change? She wants you to become what?
She said
Oh, speak into the mic so that your friends can hear you.
She said my brother wants to become a doctor.
So she doesn't want two doctors in the house. So she wants you to become what?
And I told her that I also want to be a doctor. So I told my brother. He said when he comes back from school,
he'll change his profession.
He'll teach me how
to be a doctor.
Yes.
So what does your mother want you to become? Because she said she doesn't want you to be a doctor. So she wants you to become. Have you asked her what she wants you to become? Then if you go home, ask her that if she's saying that you shouldn't become a doctor again, what does she want you to do? But it's not bad if you have two doctors.
Like, because me, my sister, and my brother wanted to be a doctor, she wanted to remove one.
The three of you want to become doctors?
Yes.
And so
she said I should not be a doctor. And I said, make my sister be a lawyer so that I'll be a doctor.
Are you the last born?
Yes.
So your elder brother wants to become a doctor? Or he's a doctor now?
He wants to become a doctor.
Then your sister, the one after your elderly brother, is your sister. She wants to be what? She also wants to be a doctor.
And my mother says she'll be a doctor or a lawyer.
Okay, and she chose?
And she chose a lawyer.
A lawyer. So it means that there's one chance for you, which is the doctor.
Yes.
Ah, you become this doctor, Dr. Anna. If you go tell your mother that I said that we like the doctor, or... She know yes. Nobody is fighting with you over the lawyer. It is the lawyer now that you want to become. Very good. Now, what? Our time is up. When I say our time is up, Listeners, the discussion has been nice. We've not been able to. Well, let's conclude. Chanel, what is your final words to our friends who are listening to us in relation to this parable that we just learned? Mm-hmm. Now, your final words. Chanel, your final words to our friends who are listening to us. We are ending. What are you telling all the people listening to us? Mm-hmm, Chanel.
Thank you for watching.
They are not watching. They are listening to us. So thank you for listening to us. Now, what's your final words to our friends who are listening to us?
My dear listening to me.
Yeah, dear friends.
Christ is searching for you.
Mm.
If you haven't accepted him as your Lord and personal Savior.
Yeah.
Today is an opportunity to accept him.
It's an opportunity to accept him. So we want to give our friends out there who are listening to us an opportunity to give their life to Christ. So close your eyes and say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Please, I acknowledge.
Please, I acknowledge.
That I am a sinner.
That I am a sinner.
I cannot save myself.
I cannot save myself.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
And I confess you with my mouth.
And I confess you with my mouth.
That you are my Savior.
That you are my Savior.
And that you came to die for me.
And that you came to die for me.
Today.
I
accept you.
I accept you.
I repent.
Of all my sins.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
I am for you. And you alone. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Beautiful. If you have listened to us, you have said this prayer, I want to assure you that you are saved, okay? Tomorrow is Sunday, and if you are in and around Kaneshi area, then the best church to attend is the Church of Pentecost at Jimbo District in Mount Moriah. And I'm sure that they are going to teach you to become like these young people who have been my guest in the studio today. If you are also in and around Bawi, then you can attend my church, Keep My Word Chapel International. It's a beautiful church, air-conditioned church. You'll be happy that you have come to my church. Your church is air-conditioned. Speak to pastor to put air-conditioning in the church for the children. But you like AC. Uh-huh. All right, so God bless you all for listening to us. It's been a blessing. All the pastors at the Church of Pentecost Kaneshi area, all the teachers who helped to train these children to bring them here to the studio this morning, I want to say a very big thank you to you, all the parents, for allowing your children to come here. God bless you so much. It's been a blessing, and thank you for listening to us. My name is Reverend Dr. Ike, and this has been your favorite children's program on radio. This is Generation 419 on Sweet Melodies 94.3. God bless you. Catch you same time next week. Bye. Don't give up the fight. Oh.